Hey, I'm back again. It's Monday, it's a holiday, and I am going to do some more exercises. Got my coffee here, so I'll have a sip. And then I've got my green juice over here. I hope this mic is working okay. I think it is. Yeah, I'm testing it, tapping it. The waveforms are moving. Okay, that's good. Okay, we're on page 124, and I did exercise number F, letter F, I should say. And I'll just start playing through right now. Then I'll describe what is going on here. We are in the key of G minor. So I'm going to hit it here. Here we go. It's not written here, but we know we're going to this one here. You can see it coming. Okay, so this is what we have. We have the one chord, the I chord, which is G minor. We have a two half diminished 6-5. So that would be the third in the bass. And then we have a five chord, which is, of course, D major. So I'll say each note. Left hand, it's G, then right hand, D, G, B flat. And then we have for the next chord, which is the half diminished 6-5, right hand is C, left hand is E, G, and A. And then finally for last chord, right hand, I mean, sorry, left hand, D, another D, F sharp, and A. So the D and the D are in the left hand, and in the right hand, it's the F sharp and A. And of course, that's a D major chord, and we're going to resolve to the G minor. Play it one more time because it's fun to play. It's not here, but we know we're going to the. Okay, I'll be back with another example very soon. Talk soon. Bye. Okay, we're in exercise letter G, the one beside it. It's basically the same thing, except the very first chord is in first inversion. And I'll play it for you, and then I'll describe it really quickly. Now, here we go. It's not written here, but okay. So basically, in the left hand we have B flat, then right hand we have D, G, and the G is doubled. So we're only playing three notes with our fingers, but the G is doubled. To avoid parallels, I'm assuming. I'm sure that's why they did it. So the next chord, which is the two half diminished 6-5, has C, and then C in the left hand, sorry, drink went down the wrong way. C in the left hand, then the right hand is E flat, G and A. Okay, and then the last chord is the same as before, two D's in the left hand, and then And then the right hand, you have the F and the A. And then finally, we're resolving to G minor. I'll play it one more time. Here we go. I'll move on to the next exercise. Thanks for listening. Be back soon. Okay, we are at exercise H, and I will play it through and then I'll describe what's going on here. Here we go. Okay, you can probably hear what's going on. That is the 4-6 chord, which is C minor over E flat. Then the I-6-4, which of course is... Well, let me just play it for you. I'll just play it as I talk about it. So first chord is the minor 4 chord in first inversion. So in the left hand, we have E flat. Then we have C in the right hand, G in the right hand, C in the right hand. So that's C minor over E flat. And then we have, the next chord is D, and then another D, both in the left hand. Then we have a G, and then we have a B flat in the right hand. So of course that is a G minor over D. And then we have our 2 half diminished 6-5 chord, which of course, as before, it was C in the left hand, then E flat, then G, and then A. Okay, and then we have a 5-8-7. So that would be in the left hand, it's D, D, right hand, F sharp, A. And in the left hand, we're moving that top D to a C. Of course, that's the 7th of the chord. And we are ending on a Picardy 3rd, which would be the G major chord. So that would be... And those chords are in the left hand, G. Then in the right hand, it's B natural. That's very important. Not B flat, it's B natural. Then it's D, and then it's G. I mean, it could have resolved to the G minor. Do you want to see what that sounds like? So let's do that right now. So here we go. Oops, we'll go this way. Is fine, but they ended on a Picardy 3rd, which has that B flat, B natural. Okay, I'll move on to the next exercise. Or maybe I should actually play it through one more time because it is pretty fun and it's good practice. And there were 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 chords, which were a lot more than the other exercises. Okay, let's just do this quickly. Really fun to play. Okay, I'll move on with another exercise. Talk to you soon. Let's just test the mic again. Yep, seems to be working really good. Okay, be back soon. Okay, next is an interesting one. It is exercise letter I. And it's really a different one. I'll play it for you. I'll do my own little take on it, but you'll get the basic idea of it. Okay, here we go. It's not written, but so it's got a lot of sustains in it. So basically the first chord is the one chord, which is G, and the G is doubled. That's in the left hand. Then it's G and B flat in the right hand. And then the next chord is a four minor in first inversion. So in the left hand, it's E flat, G, and then it's G and C in the right hand. Then for the next one, it's interesting. It's a 2 half diminished 4-3 chord. So basically we hold that E flat, then we have to do A in the left hand, then we hold over that G, and then we have a D in the top part. Oh, it's considered anticipation too. So it's anticipating the next chord, which is the 5 chord, which of course would be D and then A, and that's in the left hand. Then it's F sharp and D in the right hand. It's interesting how they write anticipation. So that D is anticipating that D that will be in the next chord, which is the 5 chord. And of course, you could resolve to a, or you could resolve to a, doesn't matter. Okay, I'll play it one more time. It's a really interesting example. Resolve nicely to anyway, that is exercise letter I. Okay, I'll move on to the next one. Talk to you soon. Okay, this next one's really cool. I actually just wrote down an idea that I want to expand into a composition later on. I just like this little movement here that goes like this. It goes from there. Anyway, I digress. I just made a change to this example for a compositional idea. But the thing that's written in the book, it's letter J and exercise J on page 124, and I'll play it for you right now. Here we go. Nice little exercise. It's very, very melodic, very classical sounding. Okay, so I will explain what's going on. It's the one chord. So in the left hand, it's G and then D. So we have a fifth there, G and D. In the right hand, it's G and B flat. And then you hold that, for the next chord, you hold the G, but you go to the E flat in the left hand. In the right hand, it's A and C, and that is a 2 half diminished 4-2. So the seventh is in the bass, has a real nice sound. And then the next chord is a 5-6-5 chord. So of course that would be F sharp and D in the left hand, and then the right hand it's A and C. Okay, and then we're moving to a one chord, a one minor chord. So that'd be G and D in the left hand, and then G and B flat in the right hand. Has a real nice motion to it. I'll play it one more time because it's so much fun to play. Here we go. I'm just arpeggiating it, so just extending it a little bit, not playing what exactly is in the textbook. Fun to play one more time. Cool. It's a really nice exercise. Okay, I'll move on with another one. Talk soon. Mic check, hold on. Yep, mic check is working. Good stuff. Talk to you soon. Okay, this next one, has a real nice motion to it as well. It is letter K in the middle of the page at the end, and I'll play it for you first, and then I'll talk about it. Here we go. So it's kind of like this. Sorry, something's in my throat. Last one wasn't added in there, but okay, I'll describe what's going on here. It's got a really cool motion to it. So we start off with a 2 half diminished 6-5 chord. So in the left hand it's C and A, in the right hand it's E flat and G. Sorry, right hand it's E flat and G, and that is the 2 half diminished 6-5. And then for the next chord, we hold the bottom position, being the C and the A in the left hand. But in the top hand, in the right hand, we go to D and F sharp. And I love this chord. It's a 5-4-2. I love the sound of 5-4-2s in second inversions. So the seventh would be on the bottom. And then finally, it moves to a 1-6 chord. A G minor with the B flat and the bass. So the left hand would be B flat and G, and the right hand would be D and G. It doesn't sound resolved so much because it's landing on this G minor chord with B flat and the bass, but I'm just adding on a proper resolution root position. But anyway, those are the chords. I'll play through it really quickly here, or just at a nice tempo, arpeggiating it, of course. Wants to go somewhere else after that G minor with the B flat. You can hear it going somewhere else. But anyway, that's a nice little piece. Okay, I'll keep on moving, and I see some more exercises at the bottom. I'll keep on going. Talk to you soon. Bye. Okay, page 124, exercise L at the bottom section, L, M, N, and O. But anyway, we're doing L. We're in the key of G minor. It looks like we have some really nice contrary motion going on here. I'll play the example and then I will describe what is going on. Okay, here we go.
It's not there, but you know where I'm going. Wow. So such nice contrary motion going on. So the top line's going down and the bottom line's going up. So that is perfect contrary motion for the top line and the bottom line. Okay, I'll explain what's going on here with the chords. So it's a 2 half diminished seventh chord in root position. So that would be A, G, that's right, sorry. Did I play this wrong? Oh my God. Oh, I played it wrong. Sorry, my bad. My bad. I played it wrong. Let me just play through it one more time. I'm sorry. And it would resolve to, which isn't written in the book. So that first A I played earlier, I played a G, but it's an A. So that is a 2 half diminished seventh chord. So the notes of that chord are in the left hand, it's A and G. And then in the right hand, it's E flat and C. So that is a 2 half diminished seventh. And then it moves to the next chord, which is got a B flat. Then it's G again. Then it's in the right hand, it's D and B flat. Of course, that is a G minor chord with the B flat in the bass. And then it moves to a 2 half diminished 6-5 chord, which has C, G in the left hand, E flat, and A, E flat and A in the right hand. And then moving to the 5 chord, which is D and F sharp in the left hand, then D and A in the right hand. Know where that wants to go. It wants to go back to G minor. So I will play this correctly because I completely messed it up before. Okay, here we go. That's it for that one. I'll move on to the next exercise. Talk to you soon. Okay, we're at exercise letter M, and it's got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, kind of 5 chords in it. I will play through the exercise and then I'll talk about it. Okay, here we go. Play it first. Not written here, but okay. So I think people are coming in soon. I will explain what's going on in 1 second. I'll be back in 1 second to explain it. Okay, I'll play that example. I'll explain that example because I was interrupted there. Just had to tell the kids to be quiet so they don't have to interrupt me. Okay, here we go. So getting right back to it, in the left hand we have C, and then we have an A, and then in the right hand we have G, an and E flat. That is the two half diminished 6-5 chord. The next chord will be a 1-6-4 chord, which is has a D and a B flat in the left hand. In the right hand, it's got G and D. So that is G minor with the fifth in the bass or the D in the bass. And then we're going to a 2 half diminished 4-3 chord, which is E flat and A in the left hand. Then the right hand, it's G and C. So that is a 2 half diminished 4-3 chord. We have noise coming, sorry about that. And then in the left hand, we have D, and then we have B flat. That's in the left hand. Then in the right hand, we have G and D. Hi, who's there? Oh, it's you. Okay, so we have G and D. And that is the 5-6-4 chord. And then that 5-6-4 resolves to the 5 chord, which is D and A in the left hand, and then F sharp and D in the right hand. It's not written, but you know it can resolve nicely to the G minor. Okay, I will play that. We have dogs barking outside and all kinds of stuff going on. Sorry about that. Okay, such is a busy household. Okay. I'll play it one more time because it was fun to play. And by the way, it's got amazing contrary motion. Bottom line is going up, top line's going down, moving in contrary motion. It's really nice. Okay, so I'll play it for you now. Here we go. A nice one. Okay, two more to go, and I don't know how much more I'm gonna do today, but anyway, I'll keep on going. Thank you. I'll be back soon. Okay, here's another one. We're moving to exercise letter N, second last one on this page, and I'll play it for you. It's got a nice motion, and I will play it for you. Okay, here we go. So it goes. Really simple, actually. So it is a 2 half diminished 7th chord for the first chord. So in the left hand it's A, then it's C. In the right hand it's C, E flat, and G. So that's a 2 half diminished 7th chord in root position. And then moving on, it is again, it's A and C in the left hand. Sorry, A in the left hand. And then in the right hand, it's C again. But this time, it goes to D and F sharp. And of course, this is a D7 chord with the fifth in the bass, and the fifth being the A note. So A, C, D, F sharp. I'm not as crazy about this sound, but anyway, it's a sound, having the fifth in the bass. And then we move nicely to the G minor. So in the left hand, it is G. In the right hand, it's B flat, D, and G. Yeah, those 5-4-3 chords, yeah, they're kind of interesting, but they don't have a sound I particularly like. But you can use them when you want to. It is a sound. Okay, so let me play it one more time. Just was exercise letter N. Okay, I'll move on. I'll do another one soon. Okay, bye. Okay, I'm down to my last bit of coffee. Well, actually half a cup of coffee. And we have exercise O at the bottom on page 124. And it's interesting, and I'll play it for you, and I'll describe why it's interesting. Anyway, here it is. Let's go here like this. Okay, so it seems to be, I'll name each chord. So in the left hand, you hit, please don't laugh, Yumi. Sorry. In the left hand, you hit A and another A in the left hand. And then in the right hand, you have C and G. And that is a 2/2 diminished seventh chord. However, it seems they are leaving out the third, which is the E flat, and for smooth voice leading reasons and to avoid parallels, etc., etc. So they're leaving out the third, no E flat. And then it moves to only move one finger, that high G. All you have to do is move that to an F sharp. So I'll spill out the chord anyway. Oh, by the way, this is a seven, a diminished, fully diminished seventh chord in first inversion. So this is the first time in these exercises they've used a fully diminished seven chord instead of the five chord. And I'll spell out that fully diminished seventh chord in first inversion for you now. In the left hand, it's A, then it's C and F sharp. So that's really smooth voice leading. And then we're resolving to the one chord, which is G minor. So you play the G minor like this. And those notes are in the... Did I make a mistake? I did make a mistake, sorry. This, a minor mistake. It's not a big mistake. So in the left hand, it's G. Then the right hand, it's B flat, D, and G. And that is the G minor chord in root position. So again, I'll play it for you. The seven half diminished, the two half diminished seventh with no third. And then the seventh chord in first inversion, fully diminished seventh chord. And then we're resolving to G minor. Okay, sorry about all the noise in the background. I'll play one more time because it's actually pretty fun to play. So here we go. Sorry about all the noise. Okay, I'll be back soon with another example.